You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Because of what happened yesterday, Stu Gotts is still in the penalty box.
He's been
there. Yeah, he's been there for 24 hours. It was so egregious what he did yesterday. Let's do the stat of the day today, please.
Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Start of the day, it is the start of the day.
I'm sorry that Jessica Smetana's not here. This one was for her. Hopefully she's listening. Since 1994, Notre Dame has won 6 bowl games. And so has Rutgers.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
In that time, by the way, Louisville has won 8 bowl games. Marshall has won 12 bowl games. Alabama has also won 6 national championships.
Ouch.
That's just too many bowl games. That's all it is.
Rutgers is just a...
That really is... That I mean,
Rutgers has played major conference football that entire time.
Rutgers is the symbol for bad football. Kansas should rival it at some point here soon. But Rutgers, when you say that one name, that is comedic excellence on horrible football programming. The podcast is something all of you should go find because Mike Schur, as part of his work interning for Metal Arc Media, does that with Joe Posnanski. So you have one great writer on that show and also Mike Schur. A couple of days ago, because you're such a baseball fan, are you as moved, palpably moved, it's the Mets, by Edwin Diaz making his closer entrance? He throws a million miles an hour, strikes everyone out, ends the Dodgers in 9 pitches because he is unholy and stoic and sort of a reincarnation of Mariano Rivera in Poise. Entering to Timmy Trumpet playing live. Does it move you?
It's incredible. I loved every second of it. The Mets are the most fun team in baseball, arguably, this year. I love watching them play, the whole team. They're great. I'm sad that it comes with Steve Cohen as their owner, but I'm willing to look past that because it's fun. Edwin Diaz is having, this is one of my stats of the day a couple weeks ago. He's having one of the greatest years ever for a closer. He's striking out 18 guys every 9 innings. They're a legitimate threat in the National League because their team top to bottom is good. They are really fun to watch, and I'm very happy that they're good because it makes baseball more fun.
as a man who creates drama, as a man who makes art, as a man who looks for theatrical moments, can you explain to me what is the convergence of events that's moving sports fans so much that all of us in unison, not agreeing about anything, say, whoa, Edwin Diaz, that's cool, how ethnic that is, that's cool. Like, what's happening here? It's a combination of excellence and stoicism. A lot of different things are being touched on.
Yeah, but it there's also something important happening there, which is that it broke through in terms of its awareness and popularity when, I don't know who it was, whether it's MLB or just the Mets, who did that thing where they were in the bullpen with him and then walked out with him as the music played. And that went everywhere. That went viral. And I think that what you're seeing there is potentially that MLB finally is getting a little better at marketing itself and presenting itself to fans and the country, because you're doing these things like Adam Wainwright the other day was mic'd up in the bullpen while he was warming up before his game, and it was fascinating and great. They've got guys mic'd up on the field during innings, which they trotted out during the All-Star game and now have been doing a lot in actual live games, nationally televised games. And it's wild. Like, you're just talking to Trey Turner in the middle of innings as the pitches are coming in, and then he fields a grounder. I don't know if any of you saw this. He fields a grounder while he's mic'd up, bobbles the grounder, gets the guy out at first, but then Justin Turner to his right starts making fun of him for not fielding it cleanly, and then he starts jawing at Justin Turner. And it's like we've been brought behind the curtain of whatever's happening out there. You've watched a million baseball games in your life. You've never heard these guys talking to each other or gotten to understand what's going on. And because the game is slow, you can't do this in any other sport. You can't do it in soccer. You can't do it in football. You can't do it in basketball. But you can actually do it in baseball, where they can hold a conversation with the announcers and tell you what's going on in their lives and in the game, and analyze the pitching in real time and talk about the team while they're playing. It's fascinating. I dramatically underestimated the degree to which that would enhance the enjoyment of watching the game. And I already enjoyed watching the game. So I think that what you're seeing with Diaz is the tip of the spear of, like, this is the new way that we present our game to the fans. And it's great. And it's about time that they figured something out.
You guys are massively overanalyzing it. That song kicks ass. That's the only thing that is cool. Like, there have been so many bullpen entrances, but he's awesome. That song is awesome. He looks intimidating running out of the bullpen. Like, we're trying to break down the alchemy and the chemistry.
Dan said palpably moved. Like, it's just a ridiculous song.
It's
guy
a cool
playing
song.
Live.
It's not a ridiculous song. It's a great song with great horns. That's what it is. Man, it's a horn.
Why come at us like this? I don't understand. Yes, that's also true. It's a good song, but there have been a lot of good songs for closers in the past. There have been a lot of cool songs and cool entrances, but this is different because this was, you were with him and you've never been with him before. You've never been with the guy who walked out of the bullpen. I feel like that's why it crossed over into something bigger than what it was.
I don't know what you're doing here. It's really dumb. You know what they're doing? They're creating expectation. They're creating pressure for Edwin Diaz. How's it going to look when he does that live in the postseason? He does it live in the postseason, and then 3 minutes later gives up a 3-run homer in a big spot. Going to look funny? Yeah. Going to be cool? Going to be moved? Everyone going to be with him? No. You know what they're going to do? They're going to take that horn and slam it over his head. It's dumb. That is what the Mets do. They haven't done anything yet. I mean, they haven't done a single thing yet. All they have done is be 3 games ahead of the Braves, who are going to be a problem, by the way, in September. I mean, they haven't done a thing, and here we have this whole thing. Edwin Diaz, Dan is moved. Let me tell you something. Dan's not moved. I don't know why Mike is blasting Stevie A. Cohen, my owner. Have you checked out some of the owners of your teams over the years? I mean, what is going on here? Edwin Diaz, the Mets need to put the horn away, the live horn. Just keep it with the music. Have Edwin come out and reduce the expectations and reduce the pressure for Edwin Diaz. I'm telling you, this is going to be a bad thing in the postseason, because he's going to blow a save, guys, and it's going to look really bad to blow a save after a guy comes out and does a live rendition with a horn.
Okay. You look pasty in a way that's...
It's bad lighting.
Uncomfortable.
I've been here all night. So.
Unhealthy. It doesn't. You guys put a hockey helmet on him, and now he looks sicker than he did before.
How does he sound winded when he's just sitting there?
Mike was doing stuff to my face.
He's a bit unhealthy. He thought at 50 flying all over the place to dead shows all summer would be a good way to start the football season. See you later, Mike.
Bye, everybody.
Such a good point.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.